obviously this is one of the tougher days in football. The finality of it, you never really, it's hard to prepare for today and packing up, and we all signed up for greater things.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Colts Up Close. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. Joining me, as usual, former Colts quarterback Jim Sorgi. A lot of long faces this week.
Yeah, it was rough.
Not a greatest time of year. Obviously, when the Colts go down in the playoffs or your favorite team does, all fans, all employees, all players,
yeah,
it's always a tough, tough week. Jim, we saw it in New England. Bill Belichick, his game plan came out, outmatched the Colts.
Yeah, everybody's got to remember it. 31 teams are going to go home with a loss this season to end the season. Only one team gets to finish the season with a win, and that's the Super Bowl champion. You know, all the years we had all those great teams, we only got to do it one time. And so, you know, we made strides this year. You go from 11-5 last year, losing in the playoffs, to 11-5 this year, winning your playoff game and getting in the playoff, going into the divisional round. Obviously, New England was a little bit too much for us to handle. I think it hurts a little bit more because in the playoffs, you want to get beat. We didn't get beat. We beat ourselves, to be honest with you. I mean, they came out. They put a good game plan together. You know, my three keys before the game were no turnovers. Obviously, we didn't get that done.
Right.
Stop the run and run the football. We didn't get that done. And then make Tom Brady work. Tom Brady didn't have to work in that game. Mm-hmm. He completed less than 50% of his passes for less than 200 yards and no touchdowns. If I would have told you we would have held Tom Brady to those numbers
Said it's
before
a victory.
The games,
yeah.
We're going to win the football game. But obviously, they run for 200-plus yards, six touchdowns. LeGarrette Blount had a big day, and you know we had opportunities even with all that happened to come back in that game. But it just felt like when something good happened to us, it never really was fully good. It was the punt over their head. We should get the ball right there inside the 5-yard line or recover for a touchdown. We get 2 points instead of 7 points. And, you know, it's 29-22. We get them off the field two or three times, and we get the ball to go down and tie the game up. We can't get it done. So it just seemed like that kind of ball game all day.
A lot of keys to that game for the victory for the Patriots. But before we go back into that game, after the game, earlier this week, Andrew Luck pointing the finger at himself.
Yeah.
Multiple times saying it's on me. I can't do this. I can't do that. I should have learned against the Chiefs. You know, being a tough critic as a quarterback, what do you think of his reaction to that? And the kind of player that he is.
Yeah, he's gonna learn from this. He's gonna grow. He has never been in this situation before. He had been in all the situations up in this season up until that game against New England. But his play in the playoffs. He brought us back in the first game, but he still threw three interceptions. He threw seven interceptions in two games when really he threw about 10 all season. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, we were losing those games. He felt like he needed to throw us back into those games. But, he made some poor reads, some poor decisions. But he also made some fantastic reads
Absolutely.
And some fantastic throws. So, you want to see your young quarterback learn from these situations. He's going to learn from them. He's going to grow. He had a phenomenal season, I think, in terms of – injuries and what the players he had on the field, he made everybody better. I think it'll help us in the long run because those young guys got a lot of playing time, good playing time with the injuries. And you want the quarterback to put the onus on his shoulders because really he's the mentally tough one that can take the blame and really shoulder it throughout the offseason.
Well, he's definitely going to show in years to come that he is great, as everyone said, and he does have greatness in his veins. Let's talk about their rushing attack. 234 yards. Take away a 73-yard touchdown, which you can't do, but take that away. Kind of held them in check. The game plan coming in is we are going to run the football and control the clock from the Patriots' point of view. With that being said, if we were to stop that run, does that game plan change completely? Then Brady starts chucking it 50 times a game, or do they stick with it?
I think they were going to stick with it, but there was a point in that game where they got the ball, and they ran the ball pretty much on first and second down the entire game, especially first down. They ran the football. There was one series where we came out, they threw the ball on first and second down, and we hit Brady once, and we sacked him on second down. We hit him on first down, we sacked him on second down. They didn't do it anymore because they had to punt on third down because it was third and long. We stopped, and they had to punt. So from then on, they went back to their game plan and got after us. And they knew if they could stay in normal down a distance, keep Brady within third and five less, he was going to pick up the first down with his option routes and everything. And not a whole lot of big plays, just, you know, kind of chewing up the clock, getting first downs, converting on third downs, and scoring touchdowns. That's what they do. They don't kick field goals. And, you know, we give up a penalty right down there. Josh Gordy has a pass interference on Edelman that gives them first down to keep that drive alive. We give them the ball inside the five on a turnover the first drive of the game. You're just not going to win like
that. A bunch of daggers, and we saw it last Saturday night. Two seasons back-to-back, 11-5, last year getting into the playoffs, into the wild card. This year, advanced to the divisional playoffs, sweep the division. Everything's moving up. Next year, your thoughts really quick.
You know, I think next year, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the free agents we have. Mm-hmm. There's always new additions. There's always key losses. We'll see how those outweigh each other. But I think with the guys we're going to get back from injury, Andrew Luck really kind of coming into his own in his third year. T.Y. Hilton really stepping up. The defense, I think, will be, you know, even that much better, being 1 year fully together, one more year fully together. So it'll be interesting. But you got to remember, I mean, you look at these playoffs right now. And Denver's going to play New England in Denver, and Seattle's going to play San Francisco. And we had beaten three of the four teams. So obviously we're doing something right. We can beat that quality of teams in this league, and we're definitely on the right track.
And the work will continue in the offseason. We're going to keep you up to date on all that work Ryan Grigson and company will do on Colts.com and here on Colts Up Close. Before I let you go, your old teammate Peyton Manning taking on those New England Patriots.
Yes.
Who do you like?
You know, I like Peyton. I think he's playing well. I think he's using every one of his teammates. He's got a great team around him. His defense is stepping up. And, you know, always seems Tom Brady and Bill Belichick always seem to have something that's
going to confuse
him.
Who do you like? Come on,
I'm going to take Peyton to win the Super Bowl, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're taking him through. Who wins in the NFC this weekend?
I like the San Francisco 49ers.
On the road.
I do. I think their team is coming back, and they're molding around each other.
Okay, the Broncos taking on the Niners. That's your Super Bowl pick. We're going to check on that in the next couple of weeks.
Who do you like?
I am not going to give my picks just yet, Jim. Just yet. I will wait a few weeks on that.
Okay.
This is Colts Up Close. He's Jim Sorgi. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. Later on the show, we're going to meet up with JMB. Plus, we got sounds of the game and a look into the locker room, all that and a whole lot more here on Colts Up Close.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
Welcome back to Colts Up Close, a time of year that no NFL player likes except the guys on one team, and that's a Super Bowl champion. It's called Exit Day, time to clean out your lockers. Colts Up Close cameras earlier in the week caught up with a few of the players on that moving day.
Obviously, it's the end of this year. I mean, this is it's a tough day, you know, for all of us coming in, cleaning your locker out. I think there's only one team that ever gets to clean their locker out after an end of a year that's happy about it. But, you know, it was a successful season all in all. I mean, we achieved one of our goals. We didn't achieve them all, but, you know, there'll be a lot of work this offseason to get back and do the right thing next year.
You know, we've been blessed to be in the playoffs the last 2 years, but, you know, when you lose in the playoffs, you know, it is very abrupt. It is, you know, I don't think I'm wondering what to do. I feel like a lost puppy in a sense. And, you know, I think probably everybody feels the same way. You know, we'll look forward to a great offseason and, you know, hopefully get over that hump.
Whenever the season's over, you have no idea when you'll see any of your teammates ever again. It's always disappointing. It's kind of like the last day of school, but with the last day of school, you probably have another year coming up. This, you don't know if you have another year. You don't know if guys have another year. You don't know who's going to retire. You don't know where anybody's going. It's always disappointing, but in the NFL, only one team gets to celebrate at the end of the year, and it wasn't us, obviously, this year, and he's kind of got to deal with it.
It's always hard. You know, I hate coming in the locker room seeing trash bags everywhere. But that's the reality of it, you know. It always going to come down to an end. No matter what you do, every good thing must have an ending. So we did tremendous things this year, and, you know, we fell a little short.
It's, you know, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, we planned on doing, and, you know, a lot of stuff we didn't finish on, and, you know, a lot of stuff that, you know, we started on, and stuff we got, you know, a lot of stuff to finish on in off season, you know, and especially with the whole season on. This offseason is going to be big for us.
I want to be out there with my teammates. I want to go out there and fight with them, especially when it doesn't end the way we want it to. You know, it was tough. It really was. But the way these guys went out there and grinded it out, it kept me sane. It kept me together. You know, so I was looking forward to each week going out there and watching those guys lay it all on the line, do the best that they possibly can do. So, if knock on wood, if all goes well, then I'll be out there fighting with him again next year.
6 months, man. You kind of have your days scheduled for you. And, you know, it comes to an abrupt end. And now you're like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, you have the whole day to yourself. But, you know, get some R&R, some relaxation, man. Clear your minds of some things and, you know, just get ready for next year.
We all came together as a team. We definitely had a good season, but ultimately we didn't reach our ultimate goal, which I guess today starts the path towards next year, trying to reach that same goal.
Once again, a somber day in the Colts locker room, that exit day. Packing your locker up and waiting for next season is always a sad one, but hats off to the Colts players who stood up and talked to the media and talked about the promise of 2014. Don't go anywhere, because coming up, we're going to take you back to some of the highlights of a great season of the Colts. We're going to look closer at the Colts-Seahawks game that ended up with the Colts with a huge victory. We're back with more right after this.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
Hi, I'm Mike Newbold. Huntington Bank is proud to be the official bank of the Indianapolis Colts.
Welcome back to Colts Up Close. Throughout the next few weeks and months, we're going to show you some of the huge Colts victories this year in the 2013 season. There were plenty of them. Let's first start off. The Seattle Seahawks came into Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Colts took care of business. That game, wide receiver T.Y. Hilton was mic'd up. Here's some sounds of the game.
Sounds of the Game is presented by Klipsch.
Showtime, baby.
Pre-game mode for me is actually not typical every guy. Me, I like to listen to Beyonce, Chris Brown, kind of slow music. So when I'm out there, the game is slowing down for me and not going as fast, and listening to the fast music.
It's about to go down and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. Big time player. Go up a big time game. I'm a big time play.
Basically talking to myself, but I'm really talking to the defense, the defender. And this going to be an all-day affair. You know, this going to be all night. And they don't even know what's about to hit them.
I gotta catch that, man.
I've been telling them, I'm just gonna be patient. I'm gonna be patient. And when my game comes, you know, I'm gonna make somebody pay. And as soon as I got back in, they came back to me on a deep corner route.
They throw it long, fast outfield, intended for T. White. He's got it! Touchdown, T. White Hilton. 73-yard pass play.
Nice job, buddy! Let's go! Hey, hello, you boy. Get ready, go in there and make a play.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
When you see me on the sideline, I always have a ball in my hand. I'm either throwing it to myself or holding it, tucking it, squeezing it, whatever it is. You know, that's my baby, so I make sure I hold it at all times, so when I get in the game, it just comes natural to me. It started just off-season. You know, last year, I dropped a lot of balls, so this year, I even slept with the ball. I always had a ball around me, with me at all times. So now in the game, I just keep it with me on the sideline, so when I get in the game, I ain't got to worry about those drops, and it helped me eliminate a lot of my drops. I'm a quiet guy, you know, I'm very humble, but when the guy pushed that button, it's just a switch that nobody has seen until Sunday.
It's an all-day field, boy.
It's just you against the defender. And at times I'm setting the defender up and he don't even know it, that, you know, it could be a run. Sometimes it could be a pass. I'm just seeing different moves and different types of things I could do to beat him.
No lie, I'm in the middle of the field like this, with nobody there. Yeah, 25 is at the line. I'm 5 yards down the field like this.
And when it comes, and there's a pass and I know it's coming my way, I use that.
Touchdown, I think, yes! What a catch, T.Y. second of the day. And that puts T.Y. for the second time this year, over 100 yards receiving.
Good ball, boy, good ball.
Every game, I always have a chip on my shoulder, no matter what. You know, I came from FIU, so every game was a big game for us. You know, and coming to this league, you know, you gotta show everybody that you're here for a reason.
Andrew takes the snap. A lot of pressure coming. Andrew steps up again. He's going to throw. Caught by T.Y. Hilton. First down at the 33. He reached behind him and made a great catch.
Told you, man. Don't wake me up, man. Great team win, baby. Let's do this, man. Hey, let's go. Hey, like C-Rand said, ain't no room on the bandwagon, man. No room, man. Let's go, man.
I'm T.Y. Hilton, and those are my sounds of the game.
Gotta love T.Y. Hilton and what he says and what he does on the football field. We're going to be doing that for the next couple of months here on Colts Up Close, reliving some of the great moments from the 2013 season. Don't go anywhere. One of the clowns of Indianapolis is going to join me in studio. His name is JMV. We're back with a whole lot more right after this.
From the Huntington Bank Studio, this is Colts Up Close.
Welcome back to Colts Up Close. It's that time again. I don't like it. Maybe you do. He loves it. He's JMV from 1070.
He doesn't listen to 1 minute.
And 107.5 FM every afternoon. John, 43-22. Bill Belichick once again. Tough place to play in a divisional round of the playoffs, and it showed last Saturday night.
You got to give credit where credit is due, I think. I mean, you look at Bill Belichick and the New England team, who's really made a transition on the fly. I mean, we hear all the time now, this is a passing league in the NFL. You can no longer run. If you have a primarily running team, then you're going to lose. Well, we watched New England run the ball with three different guys. And remember, they made this transition because Wes Welker left. He went to Denver. They made this transition because of the Aaron Hernandez situation, because of Rob Gronkowski done. I mean, all these weapons that are gone, Julian Edelman's still there, and he's still going to hit almost crossing routes. And Danny Amendola's a possession guy, but primarily now that is a running football team. They made this transition on the fly this season, and I think that's incredibly impressive. But you think about LeGarrette Blount, just kind of picked up the scrap heap of Tampa a little bit, and what he did with, 169 yards last Saturday.
And the dagger, the 73-yarder.
Yeah, the dagger, there's no doubt about that. Steven Ridley and Shane Vereen. I mean, these guys all serve different purposes.
Tom Brady in the playoffs, putting up 43 points, not throwing a touchdown pass. You wouldn't think that.
No, you wouldn't, because we've seen it in the past. I mean, they're going down the field. They're using all those downfield weapons, and they just, because that's how they accommodate winning there. That was the style that was going to get them over. They go with that style, and I think making that transition from what they thought they were going to be to what they are now, to me, is amazing. It's kind of funny. People said, well, they rested LeGarrette Blount once they got him, and now they worked him in the postseason. Baloney. They just acclimated him, and they have three different guys at running back. I think it's a spectacular job in New England.
Okay, time now for the knee-jerk reaction. That comes from your listeners.
Right?
Obviously, when the Colts lose, a lot of Colts fans here, when the Colts lose, they've got the answers. What were some of your listeners saying what needs to be changed for the Colts in 2014?
Well, here's the deal. Everybody wants change. Oh, this has to change. This is awful. Well, nothing was really awful. The run defense was awful. And, yes, you can make some changes there. They have holes to fill. I mean, what that did, I think, was show to everybody exactly the needs of this football team. And, Jeffrey, I think a lot of the needs of this football team are reminiscent of the needs that we talked about a year ago. So Ryan Grigson and staff going to work now to fill some of those holes defensively, offensively, that are needs. It's going to be a very interesting offseason.
It will be. But keep in mind, before we move on to the AFC and NFC championships, keep in mind, decimated by injuries, so are the Patriots, but Colts coming back healthy next year, I like.
Yeah.
I like what I see.
The Colts have the foundation they're building. New England's had that foundation since Belichick arrived, so it's two different things to compare.
Fair enough. Let's move on. The AFC and NFC championship games are tomorrow. San Francisco at Seattle. Barn burner, two teams that don't like each other, two head coaches that aren't fond of one another. What do you think?
You got legacies on both sides, don't you? NFC, it's a legacy of the new on-the-rise teams. AFC, it's the legacy of the guys that have been there and done that. I like Seattle at home. I picked Seattle to go to the Super Bowl at the start of the season. I'm going to hang with that. Defensively, I think they're going to get it done against Kaepernick, and I think they're going to give you enough offense. And Marshawn Lynch was a monster last weekend.
As usual, let's move on to the AFC. New England on the road, taking on Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
I like Peyton at home. I think
Payton to Denver. I think they're going to end up going to the Super Bowl, but it's going to be interesting to see how Denver as well handles that running game that the Colts were shredded by last week.
We will put you under the microscope and talk about the Super Bowl in weeks to come. JMV, 1070 The Fan and 107.5. This is Colts Up Close. We do it every week. Check out more on Colts.com for your latest Colts info. We'll talk to you down the road.